Aircheckdownloads.com.
It's only Friday. Here we are, the end of the week. We made it. 11 minutes past six on Star Breakfast with Roz and Josh.
We made it. Let's party. So obviously school's out. Prom nights were last night. Lots of stuff going on this weekend. St Ives is going to be buzzing. The Secret Garden Party Festival. That gets underway today right near St Ives.
I know so many people going to that. What a brilliant weekend it's going to be. You've got Martin Kemp's big 80s DJ set at the Junction in Cambridge later.
Who's Martin Kemp?
Well, it was only late in life that I found out he was in a band.
So I'm
going to be there later. I'm the warm-up DJ for Martin Kemp at the Junction later. But a little secret between us, I was a grown-up before I fully appreciated Spandau Ballet, so I grew up thinking Martin Kemp was some bloke from EastEnders.
Yeah, I love that. Or just the guy that sold a sofa from SCS.
And I swear, he used to be in like gangster movies, didn't he, Martin Kemp?
Well, not loads, but he did The Craze.
The Craze.
That was brilliant. Him and his brother, you were absolutely brilliant as that. So you just thought that Spandau Ballet, the thing is, you know, Tony Hadley fronted Spandau Ballet. Yes. So I can see why would you necessarily know? You go, Martin Kemp, oh, that guy with his son off Gogglebox. Yeah, I know him.
So if you're seeing Martin Kemp, and his DJ set later, this can all be our little secret. Don't tell him.
Star Breakfast
with Roz and Josh.
Star Breakfast with Reeds.
We'd love to know the single number one most exciting thing you have planned for this weekend. Message us now via the app and we'll give you a mention. That was Colonel Abrams on Star Breakfast, waking up to a cool morning with some early drizzle possible, but generally similar to yesterday, cloudy with highs of 21.
And as we head into the weekend, I'm on tail watch this weekend. So I don't know if anyone is, if you're up early doing the dog walk to get that done before it gets any hotter. Does your dog's tail hang to the right? Because
what difference does it make?
Well, a study has found that tails tend to go to the right when a dog is settled. And what they're saying, sort of like if a dog loves you, their tail goes to the right.
Okay, so if it goes to the left, does that mean it doesn't?
They don't like you, yeah. But I mean, I was thinking, is this just maybe the difference between right-handed and left-handed people? Do you mean you'll get most to the right, but then you'll get the odd left-handed person? So is that maybe the tail thing, that all dogs are right-tailed, but just every now and again you might get a left-tailed, and it doesn't mean that they love you or dislove you at all? So I've got friends with dogs, and there are a couple of them who do really like me, and they know that I always take them a treat. So I'm going to see if that is true.
To the test.
Star Breakfast
with Roz and Josh.
Star Breakfast with Reeds.
Happy Friday! It's Star Breakfast with Roz and Josh. Hope you're well. It's 6:32. Sharon's just got in touch. She's walking her dog in Chatteris. Her dog's tail goes directly up. I think that means your dog is indifferent, Sharon.
Or is a dodgem car. I love a dodgem tail that goes straight up. That's what I always think when I see my cat's tails. So yesterday then, it was my wedding anniversary, and we always do like a couple of things that are traditions. So we always get a takeaway, we always look through the wedding pictures, and because I didn't get married in a full-blown wedding dress, I always put back on my wedding underwear, because that's a nice way to remind my husband of the wedding debt. So I put that on. It was really expensive wedding underwear.
Well, why? Why was it so expensive?
Because it was flown in from Italy. Ooh. It was made with the rare silk from a rare caterpillar. It was stitched by the wings of a fairy and
amazing.
Made with unwashed chiffon.
Yeah.
And because the unwashed chiffon, the lady said to me when I bought it, you cannot put this in the washing machine. And so, I mean, so literally after 18 years, when you tap the front of it, it's like a cricket box. But I only realised just recently what she meant was you can't put it in the washing machine.
Yeah. Not...
You need to dry clean it.
What she didn't mean was, why don't you go 18 years without washing any underwear?
I know. I only put it on literally for 2 minutes every year to go, remember this? And that's it. So I mean, it's fine. Yeah. But next, we talk wedding pictures and we have a question to see what you did when you got to the altar.
I'm not aware.
Aircheckdownloads.com.